Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Hi Chase, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. I'm calling because I placed an order on June 26th and it still has not arrived.
Okay, well, I definitely do apologize for that delay, but I'll be happy to look into that for you to see if we can get some information on that. Let's see, I might be able to pull it up just with your phone number here. Try that. Okay, yeah, looks like I do. What's the first and last name?
First name is Julie.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is Elmore, E-L-M-O-R-E.
Okay, all right, good deal. That's what I've got there. And then, Ms. Elmore, just for security purposes, can you verify the address for me?
Yes, 2620 Village Drive, Bayonne, California, 95640.
Okay, thank you again for that. All right, so let's see here. I've got tracking number. So just to let you know now, that when the packages leave the warehouse, they come UPS, and then they make that handoff to USPS for that final delivery there. So I'm going to track here. Now, according to when I track it through UPS, it looks like they're saying here on July the 3rd, the shipment was accepted by the post office. So now it is in the hands of USPS. I'm going to see if I can get any information on that tracking for you.
Yeah, I notified the post office, and they said that it shows that it was accepted in West Sacramento, but they're saying that it wasn't actually. So I'm not sure. They left me a message the other day.
Okay. That's strange. Yeah, because that's usually it doesn't. Usually they would update, you know, at least I would say the most I've ever seen of them take one with an update would be around 48 hours. But most of the time it's every 24 hours. And, you know, at each handoff, at each, you know, destination, they'll give you an update.
Yeah.
But I don't see any new updates beyond the third there whenever UPS says they made that handoff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you'll have one here same day they have the package departed UPS facility en route to USPS. And then if we have an acceptance or delivery, then they also put, you know, which was the next update, shipment was accepted by the post office. So that is strange that the post office says they didn't ever get that. Well, of course, we can. I definitely do apologize for the delay. You should definitely have had it by now, but we can do a reshipment since this is apparently lost in transit somewhere in the USPS system. So we'll do a courtesy reship for you, if you don't mind. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. So I'll reship this one for you there. Of course, free of charge, no charge for that one whatsoever. And then I'll get you an email there sent out with the new tracking number just so you can kind of keep up with it along the way, make sure everything's flowing good.
Okay.
And if some reason, I mean, best case scenario, maybe hopefully sometimes that other one shows up, you know, on the way while this one's on the way, and then you got two of them.
Okay.
We're definitely going to make sure we get this one to you.
Okay.
All right. And was there anything else I could help you with today, Ms. Moore?
No, that's it.
Okay, good deal. Well, thank you for calling Omax Health. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.